Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and continue our discussion of accounts receivable. And remember where we left off. We left off saying, hey, look, when you sell goods on account, not everybody pays. It's a fact of doing business. So we have to record what is called bad debt expense. And let's just pick up right there, and let's move to the next slide. And let's remember that bad debt expense is an estimate. Right? It must be estimated. We need to record it immediately when the sales happen in that same year in order to conform to the matching concept, in order to conform to generally accepted accounting principles. So bad debt expense is an estimate. Now, the issue here is that we don't know which customers won't pay us. We don't know which specific individual customers won't pay. We only know that there is some percentage of those folks that will not pay their bill. That's why we make an estimate of bad debt expense every year. So the question then becomes, well, what do you do when you finally decide that a customer won't pay you? Remember the previous module, my example about you make a credit sale to me, I don't pay, so then you go through all of this process of trying to collect, and after you exhaust all of these different ways of trying to collect, you finally say, it's just not worth my time anymore. We need to eliminate that customer from our balance sheet. And we said, well, look, that's not when the bad debt expense is recorded. We recorded in the year of the credit sale to conform to matching. So what do you do when you finally decide the specific individual customer isn't going to pay their bill? Move to the next slide. What you do is you have to, what's called, write off the customer's accounts receivable. So when you finally make the decision that there's a customer that will not pay their bill no matter what you try to do, you finally make, say, it's not worth trying to collect anymore, you write off their accounts receivable. To write off a customer's account receivable, you can see the entry right there. You debit the allowance for doubtful accounts, and you credit the accounts receivable. So a write-off, debit the allowance, credit the accounts receivable. Now, something that's important to know about these write-offs, the write-offs can occur at any point in time during the year. Right? The bad debt expense estimate, it's an adjusting entry, made at year end. But write-offs, they can occur all throughout the year. You're going through the process of trying to collect. You'll eventually say, it's just not worth my time anymore, and write off the customer's account. You can think of the write-offs as the actual bad debts for the company. Because a write-off is an actual number, right? It's me saying, look, this customer won't pay me. The bad debt expense is an estimate. It's done to conform to the matching concept or GAAP. Write-offs can occur at any point in time, and they really represent the actual bad debts of the company. Now, if you go to the next slide with me, there are two key points that you need to recognize about the entry to record a write-off. Two key points about the write-off of an account receivable. Now remember what the entry was. Debit allowance for doubtful accounts, credit accounts receivable. Key point number one, that entry does not affect in any way the bad debt expense. It is not part of the expense on the income statement. The reason for this, you've already recorded that. We've already estimated the bad debt expense in a previous year in order to conform to the matching concept. So when you have an actual write-off, you don't want to record bad debt expense again. It would be like double counting the expenses. And nobody wants to do that. So key point number one, the write-off of a customer's account receivable does not affect bad debt expense. Go to the next slide with me. Key point number two, the write-off of an account receivable also has no effect, it does not affect in any way, the net realizable value of your accounts receivable. Now remember what the NRV is. represents the accounts receivable minus the allowance for doubtful accounts. A write-off of a receivable has no effect whatsoever on the NRV. Now, this is really important. These sorts of questions pop up on exams all the time. It's counterintuitive. You'd almost want to say, hey, that doesn't make sense. You write off an account receivable, that should reduce the NRV. Not true. The write-off has no effect on the NRV because if you go back just a couple of slides, you'll see the journal entry. The write-off reduces both the accounts receivable and the allowance for doubtful accounts. When you reduce both sides of the subtraction by the same amount, the difference, called the NRV in this case, is unchanged. Crucial point, well worth being comfortable with. You can guarantee you'll be asked about it on a quiz as well as the exam. Let's see if we can illustrate it with some numbers. Please go to the next slide with me. And if you remember in the last module, near the end, we just showed how the accounts receivable and the allowance would appear on the balance sheet. And there it is. So let's say you've got accounts receivable of $200,000 and the allowance for doubtful accounts, $12,000. That $188,000 is, of course, our net realizable value. And say that that is before we have a $500 write-off. After the $500 write-off, after we write off a $500 account receivable, the balance in the accounts receivable, well, that's decreased to $199,500. But the allowance for doubtful accounts has also decreased to $11,500. Note the net realizable value unchanged at $188,000. It's the mathematics behind a subtraction. Reducing both sides of a subtraction by the same amount has no effect on the difference. So when we reduce both the accounts receivable and the allowance by the same dollar amount, when we write off a receivable, the NRV or difference is unchanged. And that really is counterintuitive. Most folks would probably want to say it would reduce the NRV. Not true. Write-off has no effect. So we've really dealt with the two key issues to this point. The estimation of bad debt expense, the write-off of an account receivable. We have one other issue to deal with. Please go to the next slide. It's rare, but it can happen. When you have a customer that pays you after you've written off their account receivable. So you try to collect from me, and you go through all of the steps to try to collect, and I don't pay you. So you finally say, it's just not worth my time and effort anymore, write off his account receivable. So you do it. And then after you do that, I send in payment. This is referred to as a recovery of a previously written off account receivable. To record a recovery, you simply debit the cash that you collect and you credit the allowance for doubtful accounts. Recovery, debit cash, credit the allowance for the amount that you receive. Now, if you'll please go to the next slide with me, I'd like to wrap up this module with a T account for the allowance for doubtful accounts. What impacts this allowance? We've looked at three specific things, three specific transactions that affect the allowance. One of them is the bad debt expense estimate. That increases the allowance. The allowance is a contra asset, so the increase side is the credit side. The other item, or the other big item, that affects the allowance, write-offs. When you write off an account receivable, you reduce the allowance. Those are the two crucial items. Increase side, the bad debt expense. Decrease side, the write-off. Now tell me, what is the difference between those two items? What's the distinction between bad debt expense and write-offs. Well, it is the bad debt expense is an estimate. Bad debt expense is just our estimate of what we think is uncollectible. The write-offs are your actual bad debts. These are the actual accounts that you have determined cannot be collected. Very important distinction. We will revisit that in the next module. So the allowance, increased by the bad debt expense estimate, decreased by write-offs. Those are the two big items. One additional item affects the allowance. That would be your recoveries. Notice that your recoveries also increase the allowance for doubtful accounts. Hence, they are recorded on the credit side of the T account.